with that praise for God, we start Songs of Hope Part 2. And thank you, Doug, for a mighty Songs of Hope Part 1. And I found that message by Kevin Pedersen very, very interesting indeed. Well, we've got a full program as usual, lots of Christian music. We'll start with some hymns, then we'll have some gospel songs, then we'll have contemporary Christian music. We've got our prayer psalm coming up in about 10 minutes' time. That's Psalm 52, God is in control. We have our Christian news bulletin coming up at about 20 past the hour. And our story at quarter nine is the story of David Unaipon. Well, he's the Aboriginal man who's on your $50 note. He was a most remarkable man. We'll start with the Dallas Christian Adult Concert Choir and More Love to Thee.
Let us know your very as we bow in adoration at your throne. As we bow in adoration at your throne.
We do indeed bow in adoration to God the Father. And that was from Peaceful Praise, Father, Take Us In. Weather today here in Melbourne, 27 Celsius, and tomorrow, 27 Celsius as well. And it's going to be sunny today, and no rain is expected. St. Michael's Singers with Soldiers of Christ, Arise. Elphinstone with our prayer psalm, and it is Psalm 52.
You people may be strong and brag about your sins, but God can be trusted day after day. You plan brutal crimes, and your lying words cut like a sharp razor. You would rather do evil than good, and tell lies than speak the truth. You love to say cruel things, and your words are a trap. God will destroy you forever. He will grab you and drag you from your homes. You will be uprooted and left to die. When good people see this fearsome sight, they will laugh and say, "Just look at them now." Instead of trusting God, they trusted their wealth and their cruelty. But I am like an olive tree growing in God's house, and I can count on his love forever and ever. I will always thank God for what he has done. I will praise his good name when his people meet.
I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. Often there were times when I had to go without. Right now I'm happy as I can be. If I treat people right, he's gonna smile on me. He's gonna smile on me. He's gonna smile on me. If I just say my prayers at night and treat people right, he's gonna smile on me. I've been falsely accused, many times misused, but to get revenge, I just simply refuse. Instead, I'm happy as I can be. If I treat people right, he's gonna smile on me. Oh, he's gonna smile on me. Gonna smile on me. If I just say my prayers at night and treat people right, he's gonna smile on me. I've been called a fool, just like a tool, but I still believe in the golden rule. And right now I'm so happy as I can be. If you treat people right, he's gonna smile on me. Oh, he's gonna smile on me.
God's Gonna Smile on Me. That was from the Oak Ridge Boys. We now have Earl Scruggs with I Saw the Light, and GLAD, the group GLAD, with God Is My Rock.
I will never be afraid. God is my rock. I will never be afraid. God is my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
No one
can harm me when the Lord God
God is my rock.
God is my rock.
God is my rock.
I will never be afraid. God is my rock. I will never be afraid. God is my salvation. Why should I run? No one can harm me.
No one can.
And I shall overcome.
God is my rock. I wandered so aimless, life filled with with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light.
You're listening to Songs of Hope on Southern FM 88.3, The Sounds of the Bayside.
Christian News Bulletin. According to the Christian Post, the wife of the former Assyrian Pentecostal church leader in Iran has been sentenced to 5 years in prison, allegedly for endangering national security. But human rights advocates have said that she's being punished for praying with other Christians. Eternity magazine reports that the late Betty Cuthbert was honoured with the highest Australia Day honour, the Companion of the Order of Australia, for eminent service to athletics at the national and international level, particularly as a gold medalist at the Melbourne and Tokyo Olympic Games. She was also honoured for her work as a role model, fundraiser and advocate for research into a cure for multiple sclerosis. A Christian for the last 32 years of her life, Betty said, "My salvation was a free gift. I didn't have to work for it, and it's better than any gold medal that I've ever won." Betty Cuthbert died in August 2017, after a long battle with multiple sclerosis. Hillsong Worship have won the Grammy Award for Best Contemporary Christian Music Performance or Song for What a Beautiful Name. The Contemporary Christian Music Performance or Song category, created in 2015, recognises both songwriters and performers. What a Beautiful Name was recorded in 2016. The song was written by Brooke Ligertwood, formerly Brooke Fraser, and Ben Fielding, and is performed by Ligertwood.
If I make my bed in the depths, you are.
That was Giles Blankenship with You Are There. Our next song on Songs of Hope. This is Songs of Hope, 2 hours of Christian programming here on Southern FM. And our next song is from Simone Cutting, I Choose You.
I'll never let you go. I leave. Oh, he loves to hear the wind sing as it whistles through the pines on mountain peaks. And he loves to hear the raindrops as they splash to the ground in a magic melody. And he smiles with sweet approval as the waves crash to the rocks in harmony. Creation joins in unity to sing to him majestic symphonies.
But his favorite song of all is the song of the redeemed. When lost sinners now may plead, lift their voices loud and strong. When those purchased by his blood lift to him a song of love. Nothing more he'd rather hear, nor so pleasing to his ear, as his favorite song of all.
And I am going to sing of my Lord.
Yeah, he loves to hear the angels as they sing, "Holy, holy is the Lamb."
Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb.
And heaven's choirs in harmony sing up praises to the great I am.
Hallelujah.
But he lifts his hands for silence when the weak is saved by grace begins to sing. And a million angels listen as a newborn soul sings, "I have been redeemed."
'Cause his favorite song of all is the song of the redeemed. When lost sinners now may plead, lift their voices loud and strong. When those purchased by his blood lift to him a song of love. Nothing more he'd rather hear, nor so pleasing to his ear, as his favorite song of all.
And I am going to sing of my Lord.
It's not just melodies and harmonies that catches his attention. It's not just clever lines and phrases that causes a hymn to stop and listen. But when any heart set free, washed and bought by Calvary, begins to sing, that's his favorite song of all. Is the song of the redeemed. When lost sinners now may plead, lift their voices loud and strong. When those purchased by his blood lift to him a song of love. Nothing more he's rather him, nor so pleasing to his ear, as his favorite song of all.
I'm singing a song of love. I'm redeemed and I will sing him a song of love. Phillips Gregg,
I'm redeemed, I will sing him a song of love.
I'm redeemed, I will sing him a song of love.
I'm redeemed, I will sing him a song.
Yes, that's the group called A Cappella. The album called A Cappella, that's Sing to the Glory. That's Try to Praise and Worship God. Well, coming up very soon, we've got the story of David Unapon. But right now we've got Christine Crane with Go Light Your World and Carl Lawrence from Crossway Baptist here in Melbourne, When All Is Said and Done.
When all is said and done, and everyone is gone, Lord, you're really all I want. When the best the world has just leaves me feeling numb, Lord, you're really all I want. to have is just one more touch from your loving hand. When all is said and done, Lord, you're all I want. When all is said and done, and everyone is gone, Lord, you're really all I want. When the best the world has just leaves me feeling numb, Lord, you're really all I want. All that I long for, all that I hope for,
seek out the lonely whose hearts are blazing. So let's raise our candles, light up the sky, praying to our Father. In the name of Jesus, make us a beacon in darkest times.
Songs of Hope.
Christians who have made a difference.
On Songs of Hope this morning, our Christian who has made a difference today is David Unaipon. David Unaipon, he's an Aboriginal Australian. You've seen his photo many, many, many times. It's on one side of the Australian $50 note. David Unaipon. David was an Aboriginal. He had a passion for music, literature, science and Christianity. He was the first published Aboriginal writer in Australia and he was an advocate for Aborigines. He was an inventor, a musician, an orator and a Christian preacher. In 1953, he was awarded the Coronation Medal for his achievements. David Unaipon was born in 1872 and brought up in Point Maclay Mission in the south of South Australia, near Tailem Bend. The Australian Governor's policy for Aborigines in the early days of British settlement was to settle them in separate communities from white Australians in order to protect them from alcohol, disease and the excesses of white communities. The church has helped this policy by providing mission communities, often funded by Christian almsgiving. Point Maclay was one of these communities, and it was run by the Congregational Christian Church. At age 13, David went to Adelaide to be a servant for a Mr. Young for 5 years. Mr. Young encouraged his interest in science, music, and philosophy. When David returned to Point Maclay, he was appointed mission organist, and the mission trained him in the trade of repairing boots. He later ran the bookstore. David was a non-smoker and a teetotaler. At age 30, he married a Tangani woman from the Coorong, Catherine Carter, who had a job as a servant. By 1909, Unaipon had developed and patented a modified handpiece for shearing sheep. He was obsessed with discovering the secret of perpetual motion. In 1914, his predictions about the development of polarized light and helicopter flight were publicized, building his reputation as a black genius and Australia's Leonardo. Between 1909 and 1944, Unaipon made patent applications for 9 other inventions, including a centrifugal motor, a multi-radial wheel, and a mechanical propulsion device. But the patents lapsed due to funding limitations. His fame, elegance of manner, public speaking ability, and Aboriginal identity confounded the current stereotypes. Unaipon embodied the potential for Aboriginal advancement. His lectures for the Anglican Church stressed improvement. He said, "Look at me and you will see what the Bible can do."
In 1912, he made representations to the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Affairs. In the 1920s, he collected and published stories about Aboriginal myths and legends. For 50 years, he travelled southeastern Australia, combining this work with lectures and sermons in Christian churches. In addresses to schools and learned societies, he spoke on Aboriginal legends and customs and about his people's future. In the 1920s, he was the best-known Aborigine in Australia and was accepted as their spokesperson. He advocated gradual change for Aborigines and integration into Australian society rather than separate communities. As he travelled, he was often refused accommodation because of his race. In his 1951 autobiography, he said that Jesus' teaching that all men are brothers helped him cope with these times of discrimination. He said that he was born between two forces, heathenism and civilization. He spent his lifetime trying to bring these two sides together. He died in 1967 at age 95. We salute Aboriginal Australian David Unaipon, a Christian who has made a difference.
From the breaking of the daylight, help us see the world through your eyes. Finding beauty in the broken, trusting promises you've spoken. You've got plans to give us a future and a hope. Shadows and the sunlight. When our worries overtake us, we believe that they won't break us. You've got plans to give us a future and a hope. We are not forgotten, we are not alone. Plans to lead us home into your heart. You are always with us, everywhere.
Songs of Hope.
Faithful.
That was Roma Waterman at Crossway Baptist here in Melbourne. And what a great song. God is great. And indeed he is. Now, the next program at Southern FM 88.3 is the basketball program. And Bruce Mitchell is in the studio getting it ready, getting all his interviews ready, all his news. And that'll be a great half hour finding all about basketball in Melbourne and around Australia. The weather today, it's going to be 27 degrees and tomorrow 27 as well. So we're in for two very fine days. Anyhow, let's now say bye.